boys and girls, and welcome to Shut Up Bentley. My name is Samantha Bentley and I am your host. I am here today for my very first episode with the beautiful Ash Hollywood. Say hello, Ash.
Hi.
She sounds sweet and innocent, but she's really not. So I was thinking, as my shows are going to be all about relationships, I am an expert, sort of. So for my very, very first show, we're going to talk about first dates. So, Ash, do you have a boyfriend?
I currently do have a boyfriend.
And tell me about your first date. Was it traditional? Did he take you out to dinner?
My first date was actually quite comical because we met through Twitter. And
everyone meets through Twitter these days.
I know.
Everyone.
Well, what happened was we met through Twitter.
It's better than J-Date.
He tweeted.
What the fuck is J-Date?
ChristianSingles.com. No, but we met through Twitter. He tweeted me and I was like, oh, you smoke weed. That's cool. We should smoke weed together. And so I had just gotten back from Burning Man. So like I get ready. I get all dolled up. I take my vitamins. I drive over to his house, which was phenomenally close to mine.
He didn't even pick you up?
No, I decided to go over there. And because I like to go over there so that I can leave when
you know,
I want to.
A lot of people that smoke weed, so if guys, if you're listening out there, that is how you get a date with Ash Hollywood. You just gotta smoke weed.
If there's weed, I'm there. But no, I like I said, I had just gotten back from Burning Man and I took my vitamins before and I pull up to his house and all of a sudden I realize there was Molly in my vitamins.
For fuck's sake.
And I start rolling balls and I'm like and he's like, are you okay? And I'm like, I am so embarrassed right now that you have to meet me under these conditions, but I am so fucking high right now. And he's like, what? And I'm like, there was Molly in my vitamins. I don't know what to do with myself. I was like, let's just smoke weed. And then I forgot that that makes it worse. So I'm like, I am on a whole other level than him. And I was like, you know, I have to go home now and calm down for a little bit. And I want to see you later tonight. So then he came and he hung out later. We went to Angels and Kings and like got a table.
What
and, like,
is
drank.
Angels and Kings? Because I keep hearing people talking about it out
it's
here.
It's a rock bar. It's another one of those like rocker
bars. I
want to
go. Everyone keeps talking about it.
Well, you can take Dave.
Oh yeah, my fiance, my green card marriage.
And so I meet up with him later and he brings this girl with him and it's just really weird because she's like lingering and he was like joking about a threesome and I was like, there's no way, like I have to have you to myself. So we stay up long enough that she taps out and she leaves and I just like rape the hell out of him and then didn't let him leave my room for like 5 days.
Okay, so first
on the
date.
First date.
On the first date.
So you guys had sex, well.
I mean, how soon is inappropriate to have sex on the first date?
Okay, well, my...
You're the expert. Please tell me.
Because I am the expert on bad relationships, I think that every guy that I have ever dated, in inverted commas, I've had sex with within about 5 minutes of meeting them.
See, I planned on doing that, but I was rolling balls.
Well, high fives. I mean, I think when I've met my ex-boyfriend, I think we didn't even get through the door before we started having sex. Like, literally, I also met him on the internet, but I met him on MySpace.
MySpace?
MySpace, this is like old
Three
school.
On the band
That's
page.
Really old school.
Shut the fuck up. MySpace is super cool for all really, really cool people. It's like retro now. I guess that we met on MySpace. We exchanged a few messages, and then he picked me up from a station at like midnight. And I remember being really nervous and I was sitting in the car, like looking out of the window, like la 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 la. And I remember him turning to me and being like, are you going to be a bad girl tonight? And I was like, yes.
I am like, bad, Bentley.
Little meek voice. And then like literally we got through the door and he was pretty much fucking me as we were walking up the stairs. I was like, well, this is...
That's some skill.
I know.
How we were old were you?
The age is undisclosed.
Oh, goodness.
Anyway, so your boyfriend, is he in the industry? Do you generally date within the industry or do we branch out? Musicians kind of count as industry.
I went through my porn star phase last year and then I went through my musician phase And which I went back to my musician phase. Actually, I don't know why I decided to do that. But my boyfriend I met because he was signed up with the agency. Now, he didn't shoot any scenes yet, but that's how I knew he was a legit person. That's why I felt okay meeting him.
This is the
him.
Boyfriend that you're with at the moment.
Yes. Okay. And he's now currently signed up with the agency still, and he's shooting scenes. And yeah, we do porn.
Have you guys worked together?
No, and I'm kind of avoiding working together.
I completely agree, because I find I made the stupid move of actually starting seeing someone that I did my first boy girl with, and now every time we work together it's like we argue all the time.
Yeah, I mean, I have my porno marriages. I'm porno married to James Dean, and I'm porno married.
I am so jealous.
I'm porno married to James Dean because we work together so often. We work together really, really well. And I'm like the only girl that doesn't complain about him beating me or sadistically trying to hurt me.
I really
like. We actually have like a connection. And
oh my god,
it's like rough lovemaking. And then my porno wife is Sovereign because we work together so often. And we work together so well. And I mean, I've only worked with you a couple times, and only for Julie Land.
Yeah, but
you can be my UK wife.
I could be your UK, your green card export.
Yes, exactly.
But yeah, so you're avoiding working with him for obvious reasons. Do you think that if he wasn't in the industry, how hard would it be for you to tell him that you did porn? Like, would that be one of the first things that you told him, or do you think you'd
Funny story is I told him right away because he found me through Twitter. I kind of had to. He knew who I was. He followed me because he knew who I was. And it wasn't until us dating for 2 months that he turned to me and he looks at me and he goes, "Oh my God, I know you." And I was like, "Of course you know me. You've been banging me for 2 months." And he's like, "No, no, no.
I fucking hope you know me."
And he was like, "I used to watch scenes of you and Lexi Bell, and I never figured out that it was you at first." And
oh,
I was like,
"Oh my god.
Oh,
he's
so I'm dating
a secret pervert.
He's a secret fanboy."
Creepy. Oh my god.
But it's amazing.
He blatantly like waited 2 months for it to be okay for him to say that. I bet he knew for the second he saw you. He's like, "Oh yes.
It's that Hollywood."
Oh yes.
I mean, that was
living the dream.
If he did, he was really really shy about it and quiet, which he's already a very awkwardly quiet guy. He's strikingly beautiful and quiet, which is a deadly combination. I
stalked
like.
Your pictures on Instagram of him. You do look very, very nice together.
Thank you. We're single-handedly saving the Aryan race with our blonde hair.
Do you have blue eyes?
I have blue eyes. He has green eyes.
It's almost there.
It's almost there.
It works. So do you think if you're in a relationship with in inverted commas, normal person.
A civilian.
And they didn't know what you did. And they thought you were, this innocent, very sweet girl.
You know, the last time I tried to date a civilian, he was a club promoter and he's from France. And I was like obsessed with him. And we were banging. And he was like, "You are so incredibly good in bed." And I didn't want to tell him what I did. I was like, I just didn't want to.
Did he have no idea? What did he think that you did?
He thought that I was just a model, because that's what I tell people, like, I'm
a
model.
You're a librarian.
And, you know, when you get, in LA, you get away with that, just being like, I'm a model. I model things, whatever. And it was really funny, because I was like, I have to leave, I have to go to work. And he's like, "What are you doing?" And I'm like, "I'm shooting." And he's like, "What exactly are you shooting?" And he just started prying, and I was like, "Well..."
Do you think he kind of knew?
Now, probably, because I think I fuck like a porn star now. And so he was like, "What do you do?" And I'm like, "I'm in porn." And he goes, "Oh, you know my girlfriend." And I was like, "Your girlfriend's a porn star?"
He has an actual...
They had an open relationship kind of deal that he got to like bang who he wanted, she got to bang who she wanted.
So who was his girlfriend, if you're allowed to say?
I am not going to say, because I'm very good friends with her now, and I've stopped banging her boyfriend because I have so much respect for her, and I love her, and she's gorgeous, and she's beautiful.
Can you give her initials?
For fuck's sake. Butt out, dick.
Okay. I would.
He just wants
I
to
would.
Know so that he can get in there.
Yeah, exactly.
But, no, she's amazing. She's actually a makeup artist now. She only shoots for her website. She's a little bit past the whole porn thing. But it was just so awkward for me to be like, "Oh, shit. Like, I might know your girlfriend."
Oh, my God.
And then before, like when I first got into porn, I was actually engaged to a civilian and he was okay with me doing scenes, but only girl-girl scenes. He didn't want me to shoot boy-girl. Mm-hmm. And I ended up shooting boy-girl behind his back, And then he showed up to my house when I was just moved to Hollywood. He showed up to my house and was like, surprise. And I was just came back from a boy girl scene.
Oh my God.
And I was freaking out. I didn't know what to do. So I broke up with him when I dropped him off at the airport.
Do you think he ever found out?
No. Well, he found out because I was crying on the phone. I was like, I'm so sorry. I've been lying to you. I've been doing boys behind your back. I needed to pay my bills. And he was like, well, I came here to tell you that it was okay.
Oh my God. And I was so like, cute.
I know, it was cute. And but I was like, I've already lied to you. You're not going to trust me. Like, this relationship isn't going to work out. And we fought all the time because I made more money than him in a day than he made in a month.
I think that, and that, so that a actually pride put, wounding thing.
Yeah,
for
it
guy.
Was a huge ego like burst for him. Mm. And I just completely made his ego go flaccid. And it just didn't end up working out.
I feel like, because I've had that kind of thing before, and I feel like guys should be supportive if a girl is making more money than them, not ego wounded, because we live in an age now where actually, you know, men aren't the sole providers. Women can make as much money. And I, you know, with my ex, I used to, not that he should have needed to borrow money off me, but I used to give him money all the time. I'd be like, if you need anything, like, and you don't have the cash, I'm happy to kind of give you whatever you need, like little sugar mama.
I feel like with porn girls, dating them, guys have to be fully aware that, one, we are sexually independent. We know exactly what we want when we want.
Definitely.
Two, we are financially independent. We know exactly what we want when we want. And we are all very strong personalities being in this business. And you kind of have to be, because you have to be extroverted enough to throw yourself out there intimately into
Definitely.
The public. And a lot of guys have problems with that because they want some kind of control. They still feel like a girl should be in control. And if you are that kind of guy, you should not date a porn girl, because we scatter like puppies. There's no holding us in one place.
I think as well that guys, I mean, obviously, and this is completely natural, guys that get jealous of, you know, your girlfriend having sex with a ton of guys on camera. That's completely natural. I completely agree with it. I'm a very jealous person. And I mean, I know it's not really justified. I can't turn around and be like, I can't believe you fucked this girl, even if it's on set or whatever. And he's like, you've had sex with like 10 guys this month. And I'm like, that doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. You had sex with one other girl.
My first porn relationship, he was the really jealous one. He was the really controlling one. He was the one that didn't want me to do boys, but he wanted to be able to do girls. And it didn't make any sense. There was there's a lot of insecurity in that relationship. But my relationship now, comparing the two, there isn't any jealousy in this relationship. And if there is, it's understood that it's not allowed to be really expressed and voiced, and it should be maintained because it's a job. And like, I always approach it like a job. But the one thing that my boyfriend does have trouble with is, okay, so you're doing a squirting scene today. Why have you never squirted on me? And then I have to go in and I have to explain the logistics of a scene. And I'm like, it's fake. A lot of these squirting scenes are fake. Because a girl can't squirt for an hour straight and still have a conscious mind. Like, I've seen girls pass out from it because it's so exhausting. And so it's little things like that where he's like, well, you don't do that with me. And I'm like,
yeah,
but I don't do that with anyone, technically.
But I think the thing is, you know, you seem like you have a really healthy, balanced relationship. And like, that's I think, in this relationship, quite rare. In this industry, it's quite rare.
It is.
So, I mean, hold on to that, because
I mean, I'm trying.
Lucky.
He's a very, very sweet boy. He does everything that I ask. The only thing that I'm worried about running into, because I shoot almost every day and he hasn't shot that much yet. He's brand new. The one thing I'm worried about is he's so pretty that I just know that there are girls that are going to sneak
so pretty
their way.
As well.
No, but you know how the girls are.
Oh,
they're
no,
going to
of course
sneak
I do.
Their way in between us. They're going to try to get his number. They're going to talk shit. They're going to make up lies. I mean, they did it in my last relationship. I'm just hoping that this one is a little more confident in us than the last one was.
Well, I'm pretty sure that you're hot enough and strong enough to hold on to him. Anyway, that is all that we have time for right now. So why don't you tell all of our listeners where that they can find you?
You can find me in the wonderful universe of julieland.com under ashgirl.com. You can also find me on Twitter at ashhollywood. But I have lots of fun stuff to look on my website as well as Samantha.
Yes, my website is badbentley.com. It's also with the Julie Land universe. Or you can follow me on Twitter at bad_Bentley. Thank you for listening. This has been Shut Up Bentley. Fuck you all.